Hello, hello, and welcome to a mailbag. I'm Drew Doherty. This is DP Sulu. We're sitting in the lower bowl, the 100 level here at Reliant Stadium, having a good time. And we're answering your questions on Facebook, and let's get it right out of the way. Let's rip the Band-Aid off and go for the hard stuff. Nicholas Caldwell has this. How can all these so-called Houston fans boo at our coach and talk trash about the Texans and still think they're fans? Have some respect. I'm a true fan, win or lose. I'm behind my team and the decisions they make. Well, first of all, thanks, Nicholas. We appreciate those sentiments. And it's something that's come up a lot this week, DP, and understandably so. Texans players were asked about getting booed, and they answered questions. Now, ultimately, this organization has to do things better. They've got to win and give fans reasons to cheer. Because, you know, fans pay a lot of money, and they're not happy. So that's going to do it for that question, that aspect of the mailbag today. Cool with you?
Yes, and hopefully the cheering will start soon, and they will have something to cheer about the fans.
Amen, sister.
Stephanie Martinez would like to know, when is Keenum available for a date? Well, I think you'd have to ask his wife first, because he's married, and we'll be sure to pass it along. He's a great guy, very funny married guy, but thanks for that question, Stephanie.
Yeah, all right. John Olthoff has this one. With the offense struggling, do you see any likelihood of an offensive philosophy change these last six games to end the season? Thank you. We'll hang up and listen. That's a sports radio reference there.
Yes, but,
thanks for the question, John.
I like that. Definitely. Yesterday, we heard Coach Kubiak talk a little bit about Case Keenum learning to stay inside the pocket a little bit more. As we all know, Keenum likes to get off schedule and make those scrambling plays. Super exciting to see, but you know, he can, as he said, make deeper throws on routes if he does stay inside the pocket a little bit more. So he's going to try to gain some more mobility there. And I think we'll see a little bit more of that moving forward. Not a true philosophy change in offense, but some little tweaks here and there. Carmela Lopez Araujo,
I hope Araujo.
Asks, if Case and Andre hook up plays like 3 weeks ago, do you think Case could get his first NFL win?
It's a good
Why
question.
Why not?
Yeah, you know, they've done some nice things before. It hasn't resulted in wins, or wins haven't come because of it necessarily, but it never hurts when you go to Andre Johnson, because he's the franchise's greatest player of all time. He's having a great season. And you can understand why Case Keenum, why Matt Schaub, why TJ Yates, why David Carr before him went to Andre so early and often and went to him with success. So, yeah, doesn't hurt. Probably not a bad idea. And you know what? That is the question of the week on the mailbag. So, Carmela, you get $50 worth of Texas Lottery scratch-off tickets. Congratulations. Thank you to all of you for watching this mailbag, for sending in questions, and we'll talk to you in another week.